Social Blend is in partnership with Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie. I'm a simple man, don't wanna
complicate. Hello everyone and welcome to an all new episode of Social Blend. It is your host, George, here, and, you know, today is a special episode. It's a completely different episode than what it's been like in the past few weeks. I have someone who has been a part of this podcast for quite some time now. She is back in the studio today. It is the one and only Gracie Giglio.
Hey, everybody. I'm back.
I felt like I was opening up like the Oscars or something.
No, genuinely, that's exactly what I wanted. And that's exactly why I told you to do that the way I just told you to do it. Because I just needed to feel special for a second. And that's okay.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for coming back on here. I'm so happy.
I'm so happy to be back. I'll talk a little bit about that.
Yes.
In a second, and you know, whatever. But yeah, you guys, here I am.
And now this is just, you know, one episode. Maybe you're gonna come back. Oh,
no.
Oh, you're back?
He's back. The bitch is back.
Oh, my. Breaking news. The bitch is back. Should that be the name of the episode?
Breaking news. No, it should just be the bitch is back.
The bitch is back.
Oh my gosh.
This is news to me. Yeah, it's fun. I'm so happy you're back. Yeah. So the first, it's funny because I didn't even explain it to anyone, but the first episode where when you left, my microphone broke. So this is my old microphone.
Sadly, oh my God, RIP, they don't make them like that anymore.
No, this has been with me since 2018 when I first started the podcast. So now I have a new one. I did spend a little bit of money on it, but it's way nicer.
Behavior.
I know. So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Just do it.
We love it.
So yeah, I'm like starting off fresh, but that episode that I did sounded crazy, and I didn't know because my microphone was breaking as I was doing the episode. I was like, damn, that sucks. So it's fine though. But wow, welcome back. I'm currently eating. I have a cauliflower rice.
Amaze. Love that. I'm having a PBR, and then I'm gonna either make something to eat or I don't know. We'll see.
I might go to the store after this because I just feel like I need something else. I need like a protein. So I was thinking of getting like vegan chicken wings or something like that. Cause I've been feeling so weak. I've felt so weak lately.
Real.
I hope it's not my Lyme's like coming back, but
please.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, let me let you eat. And while you eat, I will tell everyone what I've been up to. You got it.
Yes. Okay, perfect. Let me get a bite in.
Oh, my God. Okay. So, as we all know, I left a little bit ago. Hold on. Steven, let's go. Okay. I left like a month ago. We recorded my last episode, I think, the week of Halloween. And I needed to take a break because I was just feeling, and like I had said in that last episode, just very overwhelmed with life and all of the things I had on my plate that were going on. And like a lot of those things have like subsided or come to a complete close, or they're on their way to a complete close. And I'm just feeling like I'm really glad I took that break. I genuinely thought this break was going to be a lot longer. But I really like got my shit together in the past 4 weeks and had fun while I was doing it and looked good while I was doing it.
Yeah.
So I'm ready to be back. But yeah, it's been a really, really fun month. I was, of course, studying for this huge exam, dealing with that family stuff. Mm-hmm. But I also like found time to like be with my friends and like hang out. I made a joke to my friend John. I was like, wow, I had a very noony November because we hung out like a lot, and you were away for like a week of that, but we still hung out like a lot. Like I love that.
Wow. Yeah. No, that's good.
Noonie's going to come on the pod. He's ready to come on.
Yes.
We just have to figure out a date and time. Okay. We have a lot of things that we have to schedule with each other right now. So we're like, figuring it out. We're optimizing our calendars. But yeah, I went out and I celebrated Halloween the day the last episode I was on came out.
Love.
My roommate moved in. So like we have three cats in this bitch right now and like, you know, whatever. I met Brian Sella from the Front Bottoms and we smoked my weed together and he was complimenting all my rings. And I was like,
wow,
my ex is going to be so jealous.
You're like, tell me more. Tell me everything.
My ex loves the Front Bottoms.
Oh,
Well, the lead singer of your favorite band gave your ex-girlfriend his phone number, bitch.
Yeah. Well, period.
For legal reasons, that's a joke.
Yeah.
Then we celebrated Noonie's birthday. Uh-huh. Big celebration for Noonie.
Yeah.
And then we had Friendsgiving, which was great. And yeah, then it brought us to Thanksgiving and now here we are.
I love it.
But I really did learn a lot of science, you guys. Like, I'm passing practice tests with like 75% accuracy now, which is
wow.
So like, you know, I have two more weeks to like lock in, tighten up those skills, learn a little bit about things I might not know. And then, yeah, I'll be done. The test is on December 15th.
Oh, okay.
So 2 weeks from yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I feel ready. Like, if I fail, I'm going to be really disappointed.
Yeah. Well, you know, I feel like you know how your body works and you know how your mind works. And yeah. I feel like you knew you needed a break. You knew you needed time to reflect and move forward. So I'm happy you did that because that's so important. I feel like people just don't know when it's time to be like, okay, I'm doing way too much. I have way too much on my plate. I'm going to burn out. So I'm happy. Yeah. I'm happy you acknowledge.
And to be fair, like I was past the point of burnout.
Right. Yeah.
But I mean, like I still recognize that I needed to take a break, which is like, honestly, very big for me because normally I'll just keep going
right.
until like I'm completely fucking decimated and I like can't. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, of course.
So I am really proud of myself for communicating what I needed and and very, very grateful to you for being so cool about my temporary absence. Because, you know, we all got to deal with our mental stuff.
Right.
If you're not dealing with the stuff up here, you can't deal with anything else. They say you can't pour from an empty cup. And they say, like, help yourself first in an emergency on an airplane before helping others. You need to make sure, and it's not even about being selfish or anything. It's like you making sure that you are able to help and support other people.
Right.
Like with you, with everything that's going on with yourself, like
you have to make sure you are good first before you're able to help anyone else. That's what I always say. Even in a relationship or a friendship, you have to love yourself and know what you deserve to then go on and say, I want friendships, I want a relationship.
Yes, exactly. And I mean,
you
like,
won't respect yourself.
You can, but I will say you can be working on those things. You don't have to be perfect with anything.
Oh yeah, 100%.
You know,
at least have a ground of what you want in life.
Right, exactly. Know yourself enough.
Yeah. Know your worth. That's what I always say.
Yes. And know yourself. But yeah.
And yourself, yeah.
So anyway, we love mental health and everything here at Social Blends. So
yeah. Love it. So happy you're back.
Me too. It's good to be back.
Yeah. Well, I have a few things that have been going on.
Oh, yeah, Georgie, what's been going on with you?
So
that's me. I mean, I really didn't get into detail, but there was a lot to happen, so I can't. We don't have all day.
Yeah, no, it's fine. And if you want to bring it up, we could do that. But
we'll cross that bridge if it comes.
Yeah, I celebrated my 10th year reunion this past week.
I saw that.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so
I had mine last year.
Yes, I remember that. So
How was that?
It was okay. It was amazing. I loved it. I'm so happy it all came together. I ended up being a part of the committee.
Part of the committee.
Okay. One of my classmates were like, you still know so many people. Like, I feel like everyone, if you were going, other people would go. So right. I was like, should I do it? And I ended up just saying like, fine, I'll do it. So
No.
I was going to go, but I didn't know if I wanted to be a part of the committee
you
or not.
Help and stuff. Yeah.
Yes. So I'm happy I did it. They definitely needed the help.
Right.
And with all of us together, we worked so well together.
Yeah.
Everyone is like, very like they want to be in control, which is, I feel like that's a sign of things are going to go well. Like,
but sometimes it's not, because like people could be battling it out for the control over
right.
stuff.
Yes. So what we did was we gave everyone a task. So everyone had different tasks. So that helped so much. But it was amazing. So we ended up having 115 people that came to this.
Wow.
Yeah.
And where did you guys have it?
It was at a country club in Hillsboro. So that was another thing. I was like, you know what? Let me go on the board, because originally they wanted to do a bowling alley, but I just felt like bowling, no one would have connected with each other.
Right.
No one would have talked. Like, you would have just had your team and that's it. So I was like,
class of 2013 did ours at the North Brunswick Pub.
Yeah. And that's another thing. So many people were like, no, I want classy. Like, I'm like, I get it. I'm like, we are classy people. I'm like, let's go big. Like, who cares?
So are we, but like, also, why not the pub? Like, who cares?
Bud? Yeah. Especially if you know what I thought of? I would love to do a reunion at the high school. I just thought about that.
That's because like, that's what we've been shown in like every single movie.
Right. That's who
that we've ever seen in our lives.
I feel like that would be
as a reunion, like a high school reunion. It's in the school.
Exactly. Like, so I feel like that would be so fun.
I think like it's a thing with like liquor permits in schools, even though it's after hours.
So
it's possible and it's doable, but it's more difficult and more expensive. So
got it.
I understand why.
Damn. All right. I didn't know that. Yeah. Like, I just thought about it yesterday. I was like, my God, I feel like we should do it at the high school for our next reunion. But
And maybe like we'll all have more money then, and we'll
exactly. Exactly. That's what I was thinking. I was like, I feel like, you know, we should go big or go home, like, especially if it's only happening every 10 years. But yeah,
right.
it was so much fun. I got to see so many people, such a great range of people that came. So it wasn't just mine, though. Yeah. No, it's important. I'm like, I wanted everyone to come. I wanted people who, you know, didn't socialize. I wanted people who were socializing in
Absolutely.
High school. Like,
yeah,
I wanted everybody. So I'm so, so happy.
Yeah.
So many people came. Like,
no, mine was like that too, where it was like a mixed bag of people. Like, it wasn't just all this group or all that group. It was like, you know.
Yeah.
People from all social groups, you know?
and I feel like, because like I wanted people to speak to people they didn't speak to in high school, and I feel like that definitely was the case, so I'm so happy about that.
Or and like people they may have had, like, I don't know, they had classes with them, but weren't always like besties. They could like reconnect and be like, oh my God, like, wow, remember that time in that class and blah, blah, blah.
Right. Yeah. So that's exactly what we did. It was so much fun. I'm so happy we went through with it. And it was a great night. Now, the one thing was they had some vegetarian vegan options, but
not a lot.
Not a lot. It's okay. I had some potatoes, but I didn't eat that whole day. And they had an open bar for an hour, and then it turned into cash bar. I got so drunk within that hour, I couldn't even say the closing speech. I had a closing speech, and I couldn't even speak.
I mean, like, you low-key, like, have to stay. I mean, you low-key, like, have to get drunk in the first hour.
Yes. No, exactly. That's what happened. Crazy. I was drink and I was doing wine. I'm like, this is horrible. Because if I did tequila, I would have still been up and running. But because I did wine.
Wine makes me tired too.
Oh, I was literally like slumping. I was like talking to people and I
can do sparkling wine all night.
Okay.
But like regular wine, like I'm going to sleep.
It was bad. Bar. It was bad. That's literally what happened.
Yeah.
So I literally the closing speech. I just looked at everyone. And I was like, I'm too drunk for this. Like I'm gonna have Maddie say some words now.
Were you supposed to give a speech?
Just like a thank you so much, everyone, for attending today. I hope you were able to speak to people you haven't spoken to in a long time.
And you did. And you were like, I can't.
So I honestly said, thank you, everyone, so much for coming. This was so much fun. And then I just was like,
I'm done.
Like, I can't.
Yeah, like, bye. Sorry, I can't.
But it's fine. It was so, so, so much fun. And then so after... Then we went to an after party. That was so fun. It was crazy. We went to Stage House.
Okay.
It was right up the street. I was able to sober up and then my ass went.
We went to the other Stage House.
Oh my God, really?
There's different ones. Did you guys go to the one in Somerset or the one that's over there?
No, the one in Somerset.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so then I was able to sober up and I drove my ass right to Taco Bell and I ordered everything on the menu. Everything.
And why else wouldn't you?
Yeah, it was so fun. I loved it. And that was my night. It was so fun. Like I really enjoyed it.
No, and I love that for you.
Yeah. So then I also, oh my gosh, I went a little crazy. So I've been obsessed with Nutcrackers for like about a year now.
Okay.
And suddenly I had the urge to buy a 6-foot nutcracker.
No, you didn't. A 6-foot nutcracker?
A 6-foot nutcracker. So I currently have a 6-foot nutcracker in our living room.
Oh my God. This is it.
I'm going to send a photo to everyone.
That's so funny, dude.
I'm obsessed with it. So this is how it all started. Walmart had a nutcracker and it was all white and I was obsessed with it and I needed it. But then it sold out and they were selling it for $400. I'm like, I'm not paying $400 for a nutcracker. That's dumb. Ew. So then I gave up. Disrespectful. So I was at Target last week and I saw these miniature nutcrackers. Right. And I was like, you know what? I'm buying these nutcrackers. I don't care. Like I couldn't get my nutcrackers. So I'm getting these ones. I'm obsessed with them. They're gold. They look like an Oscar award, but they're nutcrackers. Now I want to have the nutcracker awards. Like,
right. But then you also got a 6-foot one. How did that happen?
Okay. So then
because that's Saturday. What a bitch needs to know.
Right. So now Saturday morning rolls around. I'm chilling. I'm not going out. I'm not doing anything because I have the reunion coming up and I have to be there early to set up and all that. Right. So I was sitting at home and suddenly something told me to like look online one more time and like see what was going on with the nutcrackers.
The big ones.
The big ones. The 6-foot, 75 inches. All of a sudden... Boom, I find 2 nutcrackers and they were like $20 cheaper than I thought they were.
Oh my God, so like, how much?
I'm scared to say.
Say it.
They were $70 each.
For 6 feet?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Okay. I thought everyone was going to judge me. I was scared. But listen,
you got both or only one?
I bought two.
Okay.
Because and they're brand new. But here's the thing. Like, I was like,
life is... Because they were going for, like, what, 400, you said?
Well, 400 online, like, resale. But the real price is $129. So
you got them for
Yeah. So I was so happy. And this is my thing. Life is too short. If a 6-foot nutcracker makes me happy, let me fucking buy it and be happy. Okay.
So be it. And so fucking be it.
So fucking be it. Life is too short. I'm happy now. I've hugged my nutcrackers and I'm like, thank you. Like, I'm so happy.
Sorry, these are my emotional support nutcrackers. Yeah.
And these two are coming on the plane with me. I don't give a fuck what you say.
Bitch.
I'm like, these are my more emotional support nutcrackers. But yeah, so that was an expense that I did not know I was making this weekend, but I'm happy with it. Like I said, life's too short.
Right.
And last, you want to talk about Thanksgiving? How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. I got to see my brother, which was
good.
Nice. That's good. Yeah, it was fine. And then I came home and I went to sleep and I fell asleep at 8:30. I woke up at like 11:15 and my roommate came home. He brought wine. I had a little bit of wine and then I went back to bed.
Perfect. My Thanksgiving was chaos. So my two cousins are fighting currently. So when I did not know this, but when everyone came to the house, it was like kind of chaos because we didn't know they were fighting, and then one of them came and they're like, oh, when's blah 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 coming? And we're like, I don't know. Like, and then the mom, my aunt, is like freaking out, my other aunt's freaking out that they're fighting, and I'm like, what is going on right now? And then that's when it came out that they were fighting, and I was like, okay, cool.
Who was fighting?
My two cousins.
Ugh.
I'll tell you afterwards, but yeah, drama. So it was drama and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, and literally my sister was so annoyed with all the dumb drama that she's like, I'm leaving. Like, I'm going to.
I love that for her. Let's go.
Set. Yeah. She left. Like, she literally left the house and I was like, thank you everyone so much. I just lost my sister for Thanksgiving. Like, she just left the house because of you guys. Fuck? I was so mad, but whatever. Everything's fine now. I was just like, is this really Thanksgiving right now? So
yeah, like, what the fuck is happening?
Oh my God. And then my grandmother started bleeding. Her toe started bleeding and she's on blood thinners. So it was bleeding a lot.
Oh my God.
I thought one of the dogs like got cut and they were bleeding all over. It was so crazy. And then Winston, my pug, My other cousin comes in the house and she goes, what's wrong with Winston's eye? And I'm like, oh, he has like a little cyst on his eye. And I was like, oh, he has like a little cyst on his eye. She's like, no, he's bleeding all in his eye. And I'm like, what? So I jump, I go over there to see him. He's bleeding all out of his eye. And I guess he scratched the cyst and it came out. So he saved us like $3,000 on a vet bill.
Really?
So we were so happy. Oh my God, we gave him treats. We were like, you were so good. Literally, they were gonna have to cut the cyst.
And what happened, like, though? He like did it himself?
He did it himself. He like scratched near his eye and like the cyst was there. And I was like, holy shit. So much happened on Thanksgiving. I literally like sat in the kitchen and I was like, this is the craziest Thanksgiving I've ever had in my life. It was just like nonstop. But
it's like kind of fun.
It is like that little stuff. I'm like, all right, this is good. I just wish there were like cameras rolling. Like, I feel like.
I know. I wish there were cameras rolling all the time. I was
right.
A ham at Thanksgiving.
No. Like, oh, you did?
Thanksgiving ham. No, I was the Thanksgiving ham. I was hamming it up, bitch.
I thought you were like, I was eating a Thanksgiving ham. Like, oh, good. Oh, my gosh. I'm dying. Did you celebrate Friendsgiving or no?
Yeah. I told you. I said, so we had Friendsgiving at Nazi's.
Oh!
It was really fun. Everybody was there. It was a good time. We all had a nice, fun time. Food was good. Everybody was drunk. It was a good time.
That's good. I love that.
It was nice.
Yeah, my friends are doing, we're going to do a, like gift exchange kind of thing.
For Christmas.
Yeah.
I want to do like a Secret Santa, but I feel like everyone's gonna be like, Gracie, that's so stupid. I'd be like, that's hilarious.
I think it's fun because, well, especially if you have like friends who like gag gifts. I feel like gag gifts are so fun. I know, it's fun.
Oh, so like for Noonie's birthday, I got him like a whole thing of gag gifts.
Okay.
And like, I didn't have a gift bag, so I like.
Is this the Cybertruck guy?
Yeah.
But okay.
So I like. And I had felt, so I like traced and cut out all these letters on felt, and the tote bag said Noonie's B-Day 2024 on this like shitty like Michael's Arts and Crafts like tote bag for like doing crafts with.
Yeah.
And then I like put all the gifts in there, and it was fun. He loved it. He got 2 Milfinane EZ stickers for his car, which he sold, which is devastating.
That's an insane gift.
I don't know why there's 2 of them. He got the Cybertruck thing. I got him some martini stickers. What else? I don't even remember. Oh, the Geek Bar.
What's that?
It's a vape that, like, he was at my house and we opened it together.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, my coworker gave me this. Like, what? We need to like unbox it together. So we unboxed it, and it was just like a joke. We were all so scared of it.
Oh, okay.
Look, I literally gave him that Geek Bar.
I'm crying. But that's fun. I feel like that's a fun gift. So I'm happy you could do that for someone, because I think that's really fun.
I know.
Oh my god. I feel like I haven't eaten all day, but I did.
Oh my god.
All right, we'll go to commercial break, and then we will get right into reality TV. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, wait. Before we do that, you guys.
Yeah.
Spotify Wrapped is going to come out real soon.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
How are you feeling about that, Georgie?
Like, what do you think my predictions are? Like,
no, like, how do you feel? Like, are you going to be surprised, or are you going to be like, oh, yeah, I knew that?
I don't know. I think I am going to be surprised this year, because Wicked was now like a major soundtrack of mine this past 2 months. So I feel like that might have climbed up on the ladder. But honestly, I'm going to be surprised no matter what, because my whole year was very, very all over the place. I was listening to rap. I was listening to like R&B, Lana Del Rey. So it like alternative music. So it's gonna be very, very tricky. I don't know who my top 5 are. I don't know what my top songs are. It's gonna be very, very hard.
I really have no idea what's gonna, like, my music taste was all over the place this year, as was my year.
Yeah.
But we will definitely do like a year in review.
Yes.
Oh my last episode that we do before we go on break for
Yes.
So yes. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I love that.
Okay, stop right there. You know what I'm about to say, and you know what I'm about to spew, and it's all the truth. Goli Gummy is that gummy. Goli does so much for our bodies. They help with immune health, heart health, energy metabolism. Don't forget digestion, which is my favorite for the apple cider vinegar. But Goli has now expanded into so much more. They have the ashwagandha gummies, the sleep gummies, the super fruit gummies, the super green gummies, which are my favorite. And they now have like a multivitamin. They have an energizer. So Goli is so much more than just the apple cider vinegar that it once was. I want to help you be a part of our family at Goli Gummies. So today, if you go to goli.com, and use my promo code GSTILLWELL at checkout, which is GSTILLWELL at checkout, you will get a percentage off. Now, here's the catch. Follow me on Instagram at GeorgeStillwell_, and I will post weekly on a percentage that you could get off your Goli gummies. It could be 5%, 10%, 20%. 30% or more. So you have to follow me to get these fun deals, but you will always get at least 10% off with my code. So run, don't walk, as I always say, and get your goalie gummies today.
All right, guys. I'm just trying to decide if I should order dinner.
It's the hardest thing you will ever do. It's the hardest thing
because, like, I'm not hungry, but I know I should eat, but, like, I don't have food in my house.
Yeah, that's literally how I felt before doing this podcast. I was going to wait until we were done with the podcast and then go get food. But, like, I was going to go to the store and get food. But now, like, I had to eat. Like, I had to eat. I was dying. But
okay, wait. Let's think about what could I make if I ordered something.
Oh, like, if you order food and then you make it. Like that?
Yeah. Hmm. I want...
You could do your own tacos. What about that?
No, I want a falafel sandwich.
Oh, shit. Okay. Completely different.
A falafel. So I'm going to get pita.
So, oh, and then make it. Okay.
Yeah, but no, I'm going to order from Target.
Hummus.
Yes. I can make my own hummus, which is what I'll probably do.
And guys, speaking about ordering things, Black Friday and Cyber Monday completely fucked me up.
What did you do to yourself, bitch?
I spent so much money on just everything. I got shoes. I got coats. I'm like, why do I don't need any of this, but here I am. And then I'm getting like gifts for my family as well and stuff like that. But majority, right. Yeah, I'm just like, holy shit. So now I'm done. I can't spend any money in regards to like myself, but,
right.
Yeah, that's what's been going on right now. But yeah, so now we are going to go right into reality TV. Like, and then we'll do pop culture.
Target doesn't have
what?
Or frozen falafel anymore.
You know what? Can I say something? I went to Target recently. Gracie is crying right now. I recently went to Target and they did not have many vegan options as what they usually fuck? Do. And falafel is in fact vegan. I wonder if they're getting... No, they can't get rid of the vegan. Like, I feel like they're known for like vegan products. They have that one girl who's doing vegan.
Really?
Products. Yeah, that one girl who's...
Oh my God, they don't even have pita. I don't know. Okay, I guess I have to order from ShopRite. Whatever.
Okay, that's fine. All right. So how do you feel about Housewives of Salt Lake City? Have you
I'm caught up. Oh my God. The last episode I watched was when like Mary was
confronted her son.
Yeah. Wait, so what drugs was he actually doing then?
Okay. Insane
in the show.
Yes. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
I kept missing it then.
He would take a Xanax and he would add an Adderall to it. And then he would add uppers and down. He like was mixing so many drugs.
I mean, like, listen.
And then he was also doing marijuana. He was also smoking.
I get it, but like that's a lot of crazy stuff. Like I do Adderall and then I smoke weed later.
Yeah.
And then.
But it seems like he was doing it all in one shot. And then he was saying,
which is like, yeah, just to feel even keeled. But like it seems like he probably has had an interesting past.
Oh yeah, I would definitely say so.
Family, it's crazy.
You know, I applaud Mary for the way she handled it though. Like that was amazing.
She was definitely very obviously upset.
Of course, yeah. But
it was like she also was like, I want to be there for you. Like she's a good mom.
Right. Like she didn't want to push him away. So the way she approached it was, oh my gosh, top tier. Like that is exactly how you should approach something like that. Right. I feel like people are so quick to be like, are you stupid? Like you're doing this. Like, and she took it into an approach where like she was understanding and she was like,
Yeah.
If you want to get help, like I want to be there for you. So it was so important. Like
no, it was.
I was teary-eyed watching it because I'm like, wow. Like, and then when he said he just didn't want to be here, how he felt like life was unseasoned chicken, I did laugh a little bit at that. Yeah. But
I mean, that's a little silly, but it's also like, yeah, man.
Yeah, it's
sad. We are definitely glad.
Yeah, there's an update now. He's actually doing really good. That's the latest update. That's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's, I'm happy. And I'm like, what a raw moment. Like, such a raw moment.
No, I know, for real.
Yeah. Have you been watching New York?
No, I'm not caught up with anything like that.
Okay, so we'll speak about that next time. You have to get up to date with it. Because this last episode, it really took me back. It really was shocking. I was really? Like, holy shit. Yeah, I felt so bad for, I guess I'll say it. It was about Aaron.
Who's Aaron?
Aaron is on the Housewives of New York.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Salt Lake City.
Oh, no. I said, are you up to date with New York?
No, I totally heard that. I'm just like an idiot right now.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
So, all right, next week we'll do it. It was so sad. So we'll talk about that next week.
I know, yeah.
Are you up to date with Beverly Hills?
No, I have not been up to date with Beverly Hills in a while.
Okay. Were you watching it from the beginning or no? I forgot.
Yeah. So I'm not like I stopped. And, oh, like, okay. That's the same thing with Potomac. Like I did and then I stopped and like. Okay.
Potomac, you know, I'm not feeling this season. I will say that.
Really? Well, yeah. They kicked out all of our faves.
Yeah. I just feel like Candace was annoying. I'm happy she left, but I feel like Robin was that balance of like normalcy. How do you say?
Normalcy.
So yeah. I don't know. I'm like, now it's like too much. There's one girl who I really like. She used to be on QVC. She's really good, but the rest of them, I'm like, all right, goodbye.
Mm-hmm. I have to check it out. Okay. Wait, you guys, also huge news from the Vanderpump camp.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Crazy. So Vanderpump Rules season 12 is happening.
Yes.
They are completely rebooting the whole cast except for Lisa, obviously.
Right.
I feel like Peter may come back if they give him enough money. Because he's the manager at Sir. Like, how are they not gonna?
Oh, my gosh. I forgot about that.
How is he not gonna be in
it? Oh, my God. Poor Peter still working at fucking Pump. Like, I can't.
At Sir.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. Yeah. He loves it because he goes with all the young girls. Like, please.
Oh, yeah.
He drowns in it.
Peter fucks. Come on. He can fuck.
Yeah.
Anyway, the other thing is Schwartz and Sandy's Tom and Tom have announced that it's closing.
I feel bad for Tom.
Which Tom one? Schwartz?
Which one?
Which one?
Yeah, God, Tom.
Which one?
Tom Schwartz. I feel so bad. Like, I feel like that guy just cannot catch a break. But
I know,
it happened during the worst time. Like, first of all, we were just picking back up from a pandemic, and then all this happened with Tom Sandoval. Like, that place was not gonna last.
It was, you know? it was bad. And like, you know, they had a lot of their problems to like begin with too. Like, it was going even before it even opened its doors, like they were having problems and stuff. Like,
right. Yeah, so much was happening. So it was not gonna last. Like, I will say that. But
no.
It's still very sad. You never want failure on people, but I feel like now restaurants are very hard to keep up, clothing stores are very hard to keep up. Like, there's so many places that are so hard to really
keep
afloat. Oh, Kristen.
Oh, you guys. Kristen Doty is pregnant.
So happy for her. But I just don't like her boyfriend. Her fiance? What is
Yeah,
he now?
it's her fiance and her baby daddy. Like, he stinks.
I don't like him at all. Like, I think he's not well, but whatever. Like, listen, if she's happy, then she's happy. Like,
Yeah.
I'm happy for her.
Right.
I think she needs this. I think this is what she wanted her whole life. So
I
I feel
know.
like
I'm
she's
like,
gonna be so much happier.
no, same. I'm genuinely very, very happy for this woman. She has wanted this for so long, and like, finally, she got it.
Yeah, I agree. I agree completely. I'm so happy for her. She's been literally begging to get pregnant. Like
I know.
she's wanted this. So happy for her. And
I know. We are
then,
very happy for that woman.
yeah.
Love her, queen.
And I'm excited for her on the Valley. That's coming soon. They stopped filming like a
Yes.
month ago, so it should. Honestly, my prediction is it'll be back in the spring. So it'll be back like April or May.
Right. Yeah. No, I feel that way too. Yeah, I
So,
agree. I
yeah.
agree.
And then we also have Ariana. She was at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New
Yeah. Oh my God.
York.
Did you see that meme that was like, did anyone ever stop and think that this might be Sheena's thing? It
No, I didn't see that. What?
was so funny. I was like, that's hilarious.
I did see one where it's like, oh my gosh, she's coming for Tom's spot. Like she's coming because Tom like wants to be an actor and a singer,
Right. And
and
like,
she's like
sorry,
coming
she's
for it.
just.
She's just hot. Like, sorry. Like hot people get
Sorry, the
it.
queen is,
Yeah.
she's doing it.
She's doing it,
You
and
could
you're
never miss.
not. You're not. You're packing up your boxes at Sandy's and Schwartz, so.
At Schwartz and Sandy's.
Or shorts and sandies, whatever.
Embarrassing.
But oh, actually, Tom Sandoval is going to be on the next season of The
Wait, you're breaking up. I
Traitors.
couldn't hear you.
Oh, can you hear me now?
The Traitors. I watch
Yes.
The Traitors.
Yeah. You
I
watched
watch all
it?
of it. I love it.
Okay, good. So
Yeah.
season three is coming out soon in January,
I
and
know.
Tom Sandoval is going to be on it. So we'll see how long
And
he
who else?
lasts
Some
there.
other big names too, right?
Dolores from New York, I mean from New Jersey, Dorinda from New York. Cannot wait for that drunk bitch to throw hands with people.
Okay. Wait, isn't Heather gonna be on it? I feel like I thought Heather was supposed to be.
Heather who?
From
Oh, from Salt Lake City?
Yeah.
Wait, now I feel
No.
like I have to check. I don't think so. Wait, the Traitors season three. Cast. Oh, Brittany, Sam, Brittany's ex-husband is gonna be on it.
Yes, I saw that.
Bob Harper is gonna be on it. Chanel
Okay.
Ayan from Salt
So
Lake
not
City.
Heather. Why did I think Heather was gonna be on it? I don't
Trishelle
know. Okay.
is gonna be on it. Oh,
Okay.
Sierra. Sierra is gonna be on it from Summer House.
Yes. Okay. No, it's gonna be a good season. I'm excited.
Yeah, Dylan Efron, who's Zac Efron's brother.
Yeah, it's gonna be good. All right. I ordered some groceries.
Oh,
Bye.
Robin
Ah,
from Potomac.
oh, I love that. No,
That's
wait, I
who's gonna
love
be on
that.
it.
Okay, that's amazing.
Oh my
No, I'm
gosh.
very excited for that.
Wait, Sam? Ashgari, whatever, Brittany's ex-husband, is
Yeah.
only 30 years old.
Yeah, bitch, she's my age.
I did not fucking know that.
Yeah.
Oh my
Yeah.
gosh.
Oh my God, yeah.
I'm in shock. Like she, oh my God, like you could be our age and marry a superstar. I need to really
I know.
like make sure I know that because sometimes I'm thinking the craziest shit. All right,
Yeah.
let's dive into pop culture. I will say two quick little things from pop culture. I have been watching some Netflix shows. Number one, Emily in Paris. I just started. It's so cute. I love it. I
Okay.
was recommended. A friend recommended it to me, and I love it so far. It could have some corny
Yeah.
moments, but majority, I love it. So that's that. And then also recently, I feel like you would love this too, Gracie, unless you watched it already, but Martha.
No, I have to watch that. I love
her. Oh my gosh.
Do they talk about Snoop in it?
Yes, they do. So she, like, this documentary was perfect. Like, I loved it. Justice for Martha Stewart. It was Martha Stewart versus the United States government. Like, let me not say it on here, but like, it was disgusting what they did. Like, they really tried to destroy the woman. And crazy. Like, I can't fucking believe it. Like, what a story.
Women.
Right. So, like, I don't know. And I just love her. Like, her whole story, like, she reminds me of my mom a lot. Not physically, but, like, how
she is. That.
And, like, I love her. Like, I just love Martha Stewart. I always have. So,
you know, I've always been a fan of her.
Right. That's why I'm like, you would love this because this is up your alley. Yeah. But, yeah, so definitely watch, please.
I definitely have to watch it. You guys, I think I'm going to go to the grocery store.
Right after this?
Uh-huh.
Oh my, okay. Yeah. Honestly, I might too because I need protein still. I'm not gonna be well.
We need to both be going to ShopRite.
Yeah. Should we meet up?
No, because I'm not gonna go to that one.
No,
I'm
gonna
go to Jersey City.
Imagine if I went on the fucking train and just went there and I'm like, oh my God,
you wouldn't make it. It closes at 11.
Oh shit. Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't.
I'm going to go like right after this. I'm going to walk to the path, take the path there.
Holy
then
shit.
Then I'm going to Uber home with my groceries.
Perfect.
Honestly, I probably am not going to do any of that stuff.
I really need to go because I just feel like I need protein right now. I'm fine, but I feel like tomorrow I'm going to like regret it.
But you're going to need that protein. So, okay, you know what? Let's go to the store. And we have to text each other that we're going and FaceTime when we're there and prove it to the podcast.
To the public. Yes. Okay, perfect. We'll do that. And last, guys, we have two little things.
Pop culture, just a little bit. You guys, this is pop culture. We're going to be back in 2025 better than ever. But, like, I'm back now. So, like.
Right. So, that's it. That's all we need to know. Wendy Williams is incapacitated officially. So sad. TMZ has reported that she is just not getting better. And she is officially incapacitated with dementia. Yeah.
She had early onset, right?
Yes. It breaks my heart. Like, I love her. Like, so it killed. And it does kill me because, like, moments like these of what's going on TV and what's going on in the world, she would have
the killer.
Like, she, it was a kill. Like, she would have said so much. And it literally breaks my heart. I could cry. Like,
I know
it sucks, but it happens, you know? So I just hope she's being taken care of. And
me too. We wish her the best. We love her. Really, we miss her.
I miss her. And it's sad because sometimes I just feel like she's gone. Like, I feel like she passed away and it's like.
No, I know, because she's not herself anymore.
Yeah, it's sad.
Yeah.
And then last to literally laugh, NJ Transit has announced new trains, but they literally just made the same trains. And
said they added like charging ports. Like, it's the same thing. They were like, if it's not broke, we're not going to fix it. But we're going to add some charging ports.
I was like, this is the craziest thing they've ever done in their life.
Why don't you work on hiring people so then your trains are on time?
Right. And like that they actually work and are like roads are fine. Like the train, what are they called? The tracks.
Oh my God.
Like, let's speak on that. I'm losing myself in this, but
no, it's fine. It's okay.
It's time to have protein. That's why. But yeah, so great. I was cracking up. I sent that to Gracie immediately. I was like, you need to see this. Like, this is the funniest shit ever.
Hilarious.
You
guys, weekly hyperfixations. Last but not least, Georgie, what's yours?
Nutcrackers. Finally, but I feel like after this week or next week, I think I might be done. Not done where I don't care, but like done where it's like I got it. Like I see it. I like it. I want it. I bought it. And I'm okay now.
It's done. It's over now.
It's done now. But as of right now, I'm obsessed. And I literally hold my little Nutcracker every day. And I say,
love it. Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm obsessed. I'm like so obsessed.
When we love that. Yeah. Mine is the Tyler, the Creator album. It's so good.
Can't okay. Stop. Don't be mad. I've yet to listen to it. I'm going to listen.
I talked about it. Last I know. Podcast.
Right. Before you left, I listened to one song. I forgot what song it was, but I loved it. It was so good. But I will listen to the whole album. I've been on a wicked bender right now. So it sucks.
That's another hyperfixation of yours.
Yes. Wicked. Yeah. Oh, 100%. I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed. So, but I feel like that's ending also. So
yeah, they all have to come to an end.
Obviously. It all has to come to an end, especially this episode. So guys,
especially this,
we have to go shopping and we have to eat. Okay. So
we're going to the grocery store.
Yes.
Not together, but separately. And we will text each other that we made it.
Photo evidence for proof. And we'll post it all on.
All over the world.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Love
you guys. Welcome back, Gracie. I'm so happy you're back. And everyone, we will see you all next week.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.